Trusting your own decisions only keeps you a caterpillar. Should you trust yourself and only yourself? This is the question that keeps coming up, demanding an answer. But the answer, of course, is not a simple yes or no. So let's look what could be the factors that decide if, for you, trusting yourself would be a yes or a no. I got curious and queried Google with the exact search phrase "should you trust yourself?" More than a trillion pages. I should have expected that but didn't. When I looked at trends. And there I found another surprise. Interest in that question hasn't changed much in the past 20 years. I guess people are looking where they have always looked for the truth. And haven't been questioning themselves more now than before. Now, I am looking at this question as a coach and a teacher. Some of my students or clients pay me, handsomely, but don't trust really anything I say. So they get off the call with me and then return to what they think is right. So if you have a fantastic winning track record of having chosen the right things to do, the right things to follow, that is a really good way to be. I recommend that you continue to trust yourself. I also recommend that you don't pay me a cent ever again. If you haven't has a fantastic winning track record of having chosen the right things to do. If your track record relegated you to a so-so, mediocre, substandard and below your abilities in life, I recommend that whatever you'll decide on your own will continue that trend, your choices will keep you the same. You overvalue yourself, and undervalue others. That is one issue. The other issue, and it may even be bigger, is this. The limited perspective of the human mind. But a more accurate expression would be, the limited perspective of the human condition. The limited perspective of the judgmental mind. This is the mind that looks at the world on the level of systemic judgment. The binary. And in that perspective, things are either right, or they are wrong and need to be fixed. Things, people, situations, yourself. How people relate to you. Who you are. How you are. What you do. All looked at through the lens of the binary, and it's either right or wrong. And if it is right, nothing needs to be done. If it is wrong, then it needs to be fixed. No need to grow, no need for beauty, truth, goodness. And truthfully, beauty, truth, goodness can't exist for you, can't even be seen through the filter. Or if you can see anything, there are no shades of gray, no colors, no dimensions other than right or wrong. But it is not just the words. I catch you suddenly not want to say the word wrong, because you think it's the word. But it's not the word. It is the perspective, the paradigm you live in, the binary. And no matter what words you use, it won't shift. Your filter can't suddenly become three-dimensional on its own. Enlightenment is needed. An upgrade of the perspective. Where stupid, for example, isn't wrong. Where not belonging is not wrong. And where not being good enough is not wrong. And where even losing, pain, death, illness, hunger, even killing are not wrong. They are not on the pendulum of right and wrong. Not even on the pendulum's path. They are just what they are, losing, pain, etc. If you can't wrap your mind around what I am saying, it is normal. The binary mind doesn't know about the third dimension, just like the caterpillar doesn't know about flying. It can't. Can't even see it. Can't even fathom it. It is at most a dream. A nightmare. The tools. Yesterday I found out that even my tools are received in the binary, caterpillar state, and therefore they are not used as tools, they are used as fixing. And although they are exceptional tools, they don't work well as fixing tools. They don't fix anything. It is this binary existence that keeps humans always wanting more, wanting better, wanting different, without ever thinking of changing their perspective. So all more, better, and different are fixing. As if what is always wrong. That can be fixed by more, better, and different. But wrong only exists in the mind. In words. Wrong doesn't exist in reality. Reality's perspective is, A is A reality's take on things that things are what they are. It is what it is. Neither wrong, nor right. You may have a preference, but it is all yours. You may have an opinion, but it is your, and not reality's. Judaism's model is somewhat accurate. The job of a human is to climb the tree of life. And the tree of life is not about right and wrong, it is about expanding the dimensions of the perspective. As you climb higher, you are not trying to fix or do away with sins. No sins in Judaism. No hell. Not some rules but ascension. The 10 sferot of the tree of life. The 10 dimensions or paradigms, in English, are really just that, dimensions. Humanity, Malkut, is two-dimensional. You can only grow more, better, and different, i.e. change. Change is two-dimensional. No new is possible in this paradigm, only change of what is. To break out of Malkut, to break out of the horizontal plane, the plane of the valley of the shadow of death, the plane of misery, the plane of lack and wrong, to get on the vertical plane, a human needs to lose the anchor. The anchor that is tethering the person to that horizontal plane. And that anchor is the binary thinking, the systemic judgment. The limiting perspective of the human condition. As long as that perspective is dominating, a human is chained to the horizontal plane. In my work with people, I've seen that it was intention that had a chance to at least temporarily move people to the vertical plane. Intention is unfathomable to the binary mind. The mind cannot wrap itself around it. Intention, an inner power, can only be appreciated, only be experienced when the binary mind is put out of its misery. That doesn't mean intention cannot be activated. But you cannot use something that you don't feel, can you? It's not real for you. And like you cannot grow a tree without the seed dying, you cannot climb the tree of life if you keep the judgmental mind. Fixing has been your only option. Whereas intention gives you access to new, to possibility. You have been using my tools, the energies, the distinctions, the remedies to fix. But sadly, those tools don't fix anything, because they come from the there is nothing wrong and nothing to fix dimension. So if your results with my tools have been disappointing, now you know why. I didn't realize this until yesterday. During my Friday podcast. Want to hear the call and get firsthand what I realized as I am realizing it? So, at this point in the work, we turn on intention, temporarily, and we go through situations and incidents. And attempt to expand the view from binary to at least three-dimensional, adding funny, ridiculous, or dramatic to it. I also adjust the DNA at the beginning of the exercises to make seeing different possible. It is hard work. It's almost impossible work. And so far one student is showing signs of shedding the worm-like existence. But if one person can do it, then it's possible, you should think. And Source, the seventh higher dimension consciousness, Bina, agrees, it's possible. But is it likely? It isn't very likely. What keeps people not even really want to let go of the anchor is fear. Fear of what? It boggles the mind, but even inside misery there are goodies for humans. Goodies that cannot be taken to the next dimension. It's a small death. The body doesn't die. The knowledge you have doesn't die. But the unearned, the undeserved cannot be taken there. The desire to receive for the self alone, getting at the expense of others, has to die, or at least needs to become only occasional, not the ruling desire of the person. I liken this to a prisoner being released. If a criminal spends most of their life in the ordered and sensible world of a prison, they don't believe they can make it on the outside. There, outside, you have to. And everything is new. Do, be, have. Not like in prison where you know everything. So surprisingly, it is not a fear of the unknown, it is a fear of what you imagine it's going to be like. Losses. Haftos. And you don't feel you are enough to go there and be enough. You are enough where you are. So you are anchored to it. Before I passed on. I moved up decades ago, my desire to receive for the self alone measure was 70%. I wanted to be viewed as smart, I wanted to be considered deserving of life. That was what I wanted, and it was for me, only for me. For my benefit. And to punish my parents. Yeah. Mostly that. Today, when I measure the same thing, that same number is 1%. And when I look, my desire to receive for the self alone is now limited to one area of my life, my relationship to food. Every other area of my life I am a channel. With food I am the destination. Current students who are attempting to move to the vertical plane measure between 40% and 100% of desire to receive for the self alone. One person so far has been successful at removing wrong from her view of her incidents. She has moved to the next dimension of life. Her number is 10%. The vertical plane is Yesod, foundation, on the tree of life. According to Kabbalah, a Jewish mystical tradition, the light that powers the universe is filtered down to Malkut, humanity, through 10 emanations. Malkut is the 10th, Yesod is the 9th. So the vertical plane is the 9th emanation of the life-giving light. Source, Bina, says, that I am in Tiferet, beauty, which is the 6th emanation. There are 19 other people there already. All past, dead. My father is there. So I am in Tiferet and still kicking. I am still physical. Meaning, I eat, I sleep, I work, I feel pain, I feel hunger. But I am not anchored in the human condition. The wrong. The wanting. And the desire. The binary view. I have climbed the tree of life successfully, over 40 years, to get to Tiferet. The world, Humanity, at this point, has 1,000 people who have transcended right and wrong. And they live, most of the time, on the vertical plane. I call them the 1,000 as opposed to the 8 billion. They are not all rich. 10 of them, like me, are not rich at all. But it is arguably easier to let go of wanting to fix if you have more money. Their test will come if and when they experience loss, pain, failure, or imminent death itself. Will they continue not making anything wrong? Or will they return to the valley of the shadow of death? Source tells me there have been 19 people over the ages who climbed high enough on the tree of life, high enough that they earned immortality. Through self-imposed hardship, they opened up DNA capacities that eventually allowed them to see that there is nothing wrong in reality. If you have the ambition and the desire to elevate yourself above the human condition, if you can see yourself pull the anchor to the horizontal plane, I can help you. The method I teach in the current program starts with activating intention, throwing a switch and be transported onto the vertical plane. Temporarily. There, on the vertical plane, we do exercises, over and over and over, until every participant can see, at least in some painful incidents of their life, that there was nothing wrong there. See that they invented that there was wrong. Either they were wrong, or others, or life. Just seeing the incident from an elevation, seeing it from the vantage point of a helicopter ride, is fundamentally transformative. The seeing it differently disappears some or all of the wrong you have been trying to fix by wanting more, better, and different. Even if the intention doesn't stay on much past the session, your life cannot remain the same. You saw something new, when the view changes, life must change with it. And it will. Some people will be able to stay on the vertical plane longer, some won't. Some will be able to move their whole thinking to the dimension of the vertical plane. And become an expanding human being. Who? How many? There is no telling. The more self-interest, the more self-concern keeps them on the horizontal plane, the less likely they will be able to move. Is it worth doing this work even if you can't or won't be able to move? I say so. The horizontal plane is a lot like a roller coaster. An occasional trip on the roller coaster is fun. But living there is no fun. So being able to occasionally get off the roller coaster and walk on solid ground is possible at the very minimum. At the maximum, you become an expanding human being, and evolutionary higher phase of Homo sapiens. The program lasts as long as there are participants. I made it affordable for most everyone. Your participation can be cancelled anytime. Either by you, or by me. If I don't like to work with you, for whatever reason, I won't even admit you. And if I find out later, I'll remove you from the program. I only want to work with people I want to work with. So suck it up, princess. Okay, below is the link to the shopping cart. There is no sales page. Why? Because the program changes as it goes. Like yesterday, it made a huge turn. Get out of the judgmental mind. Update. This program, after many twists and turns that I would not think to eliminate, is now in a phase where people are actually starting to get out of the binary, and at least occasionally visit the extrinsic domain. Where things are at a scale. And not wrong. It's take us 4 months. Why not instantly? Because it is a process. And yet, I think if I had seen earlier that unless consciousness and the brain need to be connected for this move to be easy, we would have gotten to where we are not earlier and faster. The energy that connects consciousness and the brain, when it is applied, is called the big bundle. It works while the audio is playing, directly to the brain. Through the ears. Through headphones. I play it for myself at least 10 hours a day so I can stay high vibration myself and see the world from a high place on the tree of life. The world lives on the ground. I call that the 8 billion. About 1,000 people have managed to start climbing and they are at least out of the horizontal plane where everything is right or wrong. If you are committed to climbing the tree of life, the big bundle can help you. Make sure you read the sales letter,